produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and we look forward to this episode of our program. As always, it's been a wonderful week that has passed, and we certainly enjoyed our church services on Sunday, and it was good to be able to once again be able to actually sing out loud the hymns during our worship service. We've been listening to recorded music, and finally, we now have permission to actually sing again. And it was a wonderful experience to be able to do that. In our program today, I would like to talk about 10 keys to raising a good child. Now, obviously, every parent would love to have a handbook, an instruction book on each tailored to each individual child that we bring into our family. But obviously that doesn't exist. So these principles that we'll discuss today, some will apply more specific to your situation than others, but I think they're universal enough that there will be a benefit across the board, if not for every one of your children, at least some portion of this will be of benefit to every one of your children. So 10 keys to raising a good child. You know, many parents today focus their attention on their children's grades and extracurricular activities, such as making sure kids study, do their homework, and get to soccer practice or dance lessons on time. But all too often, we forget to put time and effort into nurturing another component of child success and development, one that is just as important and perhaps even more essential, being a good person. It can be easy to forget the importance of countering the pervasive messages of instant gratification, consumerism, and selfishness prevalent in our society. If we want to raise children who are genuinely nice, we can help guide our kids towards habits and behaviors that promote positive character traits like kindness, generosity, and empathy for those who are less advantaged or who need help. As C.S. Lewis famously said, quote, "Integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching," close quote. How can we raise a good child, one who will do the right thing even when no one may see them do it, and when there may be no reward? While there is no guaranteed formula, if only there was, here are some ways parents can build good character and help their child grow into a good person. Number one, teach and nurture your child to have faith in God and strive to keep His commandments. Why should we do this? Faith is much more than passive belief. We express our faith through action, by the way we live. So how do we do this? Encourage, by your example, your children to read and study the scriptures daily, pray regularly, participate in religious worship services, being anxiously engaged in serving others, and striving to follow the perfect example of Jesus Christ. Faith can lead them to do good works, obey the commandments, and repent of sin. The Savior promised, If ye will have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me. A quote I'd like to share from one of the past presidents of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, John Taylor, said, quote, "Parents, treat your children aright. Train them up in the fear of the Lord. They are of more importance to you than many things that you give your attention to." Close quote. Number two, nurture empathy in your child. Navigate through their feelings. Why do we do this? Well, kids need to learn how to deal with their emotions in productive ways. Working on this with your child will cut down on the fussy fits and bad attitude that they may express. Sometimes our ability to care for others is limited by feelings of anger, shame, or envy. So it's important to overcome these emotions to transform your child into a caring person. How do we do this? Well, we identify feelings with your child, figure out resolutions with them, and train them to work through problems calmly. Here's a simple three-step approach. Number one, have them stop. Number two, have them take a deep breath through the nose and exhale through their mouth. And number three, have them count to five. Once they're calm, then you should talk about the problem. Emotional intelligence and empathy, or the ability to put oneself in someone else's shoes and consider their feelings and thoughts, is one of the most fundamental traits in good people. Studies have shown that having a high emotional quotient, that is, being able to understand one's own feelings and the feelings of others, is an important component of success in life. To encourage empathy in your children, encourage them to talk about their feelings and make sure they know that you care about them. When a conflict occurs with a friend, ask them to imagine how their friend might be feeling and show ways of managing their emotions and work positively toward a resolution. Number three, encourage them to lift up others. Prioritize caring for others. Why? Children won't know that caring about others will make them feel better unless you teach them. How do we do this? We should set high ethical expectations. Research findings suggest prioritizing commitment, doing the right thing, even when it's hard, and standing up for values of fairness and justice. Do this, and you're on the road to raising someone concerned with the world around them. While stories about kids engaging in bullying and other bad behavior often make the headlines, the truth is, that many kids quietly perform good deeds in the ordinary course of their lives. Whether it's making a friend feel better when he's down or pitching in at a community center. As you encourage positive behaviors such as doing something to make someone's day better, even something as small as patting a friend on the shoulder when they're sad, be sure to talk about what negative effects behaviors like gossiping or bullying have on both sides, both those who are bullied and those who do the bullying, and why and how it hurts people. Number four, teach them to be good citizens by understanding community, national, and world problems. Why should we do this? Well, it's important for children to think about their social circle of friends and family, while also being concerned with the big picture. It's important for children to develop concern for people who live in other cultures and communities. This will make them empathetic and prepare them to connect with people of all backgrounds. So how do we do this? Well, let's discuss global hardships with your child and use newspapers, magazines, or the TV to start the conversation. You can also prompt them to think about what it's like to be someone else, even if it's just the new kid in their class. All of these little thoughtful moments will add up. A quote from the founding prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, President Joseph Smith, the prophet, said the following, quote, if children are to be brought up in the way they should go, to be good citizens here and hereafter, they must be taught. It is idle to suppose that children will grow up good while surrounded with wickedness without cultivation. It is folly to suppose that they can become learned without education. Number five, teach them to volunteer. Motivate them to join a cause to provide service. Why should we do this? Well, by getting involved in the community, your child will learn about fairness, loyalty, ethics, and how to work with others. Most children are naturally interested in ethical questions, so by getting involved, they'll be able to navigate their way through these issues. So how do we do this? Well, involve your child in a cause that takes action against problems they face or address an area that interests them. By the way, you'll get bonus points if you actually do it with them. Whether your child helps an elderly neighbor by shoveling the sidewalk or helps you pack some canned goods into boxes for donation to family shelters, the act of volunteering can shape your child's character. When kids help others, they learn to think about the needs of those less fortunate than they are and can feel proud of themselves for making a difference in other people's lives. Now, offering rewards sparingly. Important thing to remember when encouraging kids to help others is to not reward them for every single good deed. That way your child won't associate volunteering with getting things for himself or herself and will learn that feeling good about helping others will be in itself a reward. However, kids do love encouragement and thrive on parents' approval. So don't be stingy in giving encouragement and expressing gratitude for their willingness to serve. President Joseph Fielding Smith of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said the following, quote, the home is the workshop where human characters are built, and the manner in which they are formed depends upon the relationship existing between parents and the children. The home cannot be what it should be unless these relationships are of the proper character. Whether they are so or not depends, it is true, upon both parents and children, but much more depends upon parents. They must do their best. Number six, teach them good manners. Teach them to be thankful. Encourage them to say thank you. Why should we do this? Well, children need to practice gratitude. It's important for them to acknowledge the many people who contribute to their lives. It will grow them to be helpful, generous, compassionate, and forgiving. Plus, they'll be happier and healthier. How? Make sure your child is showing gratitude on a regular basis, such as at dinner time, in the car, at a friend's house, or routinely reflecting and thinking of others. Daily repetition is key. Pretty soon, it will be second nature to your kid. Does your child routinely practice the fundamentals of good manners, such as saying thank you and please? Do they speak in a polite manner to people and address elders as Mr. and Mrs.? Do they know how to greet people properly? And are they familiar with the basics of good table manners? Are they a gracious loser when they play a game with friends? Remember, always win they're talking with others and expressing gratitude, or someone else thanks them, for them to remember to simply say, you're welcome. Remember that you're raising a person who will go out into the world and interact with others for the rest of their life. And this little person, as they grow, will be at the dinner table with you and interacting with you every day until they leave the nest. You can play an important role in shaping how well-mannered your child will be. Teaching your child how to be grateful and how to express that gratitude is a key component of raising a good child. Whether it's for a meal you've prepared for dinner or for a birthday gift from grandma and grandpa, teach your child and say thank you. For things like gifts, for birthdays and holidays, be sure your child gets into the habit of writing thank you cards. How many people write thank you cards today? Number 7, treat them with kindness and respect. Put fun time on the calendar. Why should we do this? Well, kids learn about care and respect when they are treated with care and respect. Best time to give them care and respect is when you're doing something fun together. How? It's as simple as reading your child a bedtime story, or playing a game or sports activity together. Build one-on-one time into their weekly schedules rather than leaving it to chance. That way you'll treat it as importantly as that work meeting, and it's more likely to happen on a regular basis. Asking questions like, what was the best part of your day? And what did you accomplish today that makes you feel good? Help them to think beyond the surface level of their actions and identify their feelings. The most effective way to get kids to speak to you and to others in a respectful manner and to interact with others in a nice manner is by doing exactly that yourself when you interact with your child. Think about how you speak to your child. Do you speak harshly when you're not happy about something? Do you ever yell or say things that are not nice? Consider your own way of speaking, acting, and even thinking, and try to choose a friendly and polite tone and manner with your child, even when you're talking to him about a mistake or misbehavior. Number 8, discipline your child consistently. Why? Well, parents who hold back on giving children boundaries or firmly but lovingly correcting bad behavior may actually be harming their child with good intentions. Children who are not disciplined are unpleasant, selfish, and surprisingly unhappy. How do we do this? Some of the many reasons why we need to discipline include the fact that children who are given clear rules, boundaries, and expectations are responsible, more self-sufficient, are more likely to make good choices, and are more likely to make friends and be happy. As soon as you see behavior problems such as lying or backtalk, handle them with love, understanding, and firmness. A lot more we could talk about with regard to this. Number 9, give them responsibilities. Why? When children have an expected list of age-appropriate chores to do at home, such as helping set the table or sweeping the floor, they gain a sense of responsibility and accomplishment. Doing a good job and feeling like they are contributing to the good of the household can make kids feel proud of themselves and help them become happier. A little more about the how. Kids feel competent when they do their chores. Helping out around the house helps a child feel capable. Doing chores also helps them feel like they're part of the team. Pitching in and helping family members is good for them, and it encourages them to be responsible and productive. Number 10, model good behavior. Be a strong role model. Why? Well, experts say your child learns ethical values and behaviors by, guess what? Watching you. I'm often reminded of the quote by St. Francis of Assisi when he said, "Preach often, and when necessary, use words." Our example is the best teacher that our children will ever have. So how? Pay close attention to whether or not you're practicing honesty, fairness, and caring for yourself, caring for others. Nobody is perfect all the time. Is that right? That is why it's important for us, in fact, to model for children humility, self-awareness, and honesty by acknowledging and working on our mistakes and flaws. Your kids know you're not perfect, or they will when they get to their teenage years. Boy, is that right. So own it and use it as a chance to talk through your mistakes with your children. Consider how you interact with others, even when your child isn't watching. Do you say thank you to the checkout clerk at the market? Do you steer clear of gossip about neighbors or coworkers? Do you use a friendly tone when addressing waiters? It goes without saying that you directly influence how your children will be. If you want to raise a good child, conduct yourself in the way you want your child to act. President Gordon B. Hinckley of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said the following, quote, "As parents, we should remember that our lives may be the book from the family library which the children most treasure. Are our examples worthy of emulation? Do we live in such a way that a son or a daughter may say, quote, I want to follow my dad, or I want to be like my mother? Unlike the book on the library shelf, the covers of which shield its contents, our lives cannot be closed. Parents, we truly are an open book in the library of learning of our homes." Another president of our church, James E. Faust, said, quote, "Being a father or a mother is not only a great challenge, it is a divine calling. It is an effort requiring consecration." Quoting from President David O. McKay, stated that being parents is, quote, "the greatest trust that has been given to human beings." Think about that for a moment. That being parents is the greatest trust that has been given to human beings. We influence the lives of our children and potentially the lives of their children and their children, and through many, many generations. We've seen how the bad apple, so to speak, the bad influence, the bad experience of a child in a home where there's been abuse or other issues, and that same behavior is then perpetrated on their children and ultimately their children's children. So bad cycles can be broken, and good cycles can continue on. We have a wonderful opportunity with our own children to set them on the right path. But it takes work, effort. It takes seeking guidance from the Lord, pondering, prayer. Now, in the scriptures, the Savior, when talking to the apostles and referring to a specific issue with regarding the apostles' inability to remove demons from an individual, the Savior said, "This one requires much fasting and prayer." Well, I have noted over the years that in many families, there's always that proverbial black sheep, the one that's always in trouble, the one that's always causing turmoil within the family. Just keep in mind that sometimes that quote from the Savior may be very applicable to a specific situation or to a specific child. This one may require much fasting and prayer. So it's my hope and wish for each of us that as we march down this path of parenthood, grandparenthood, and the raising and rearing of children and grandchildren, that we'll be mindful of the wonderful opportunity that we have to be a positive influence for good in their lives. May we take seriously this charge. May we always be vigilant in our efforts to set the right example. It is my humble prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.